Hi, and welcome to AnimeClub.net, where we review animes and mangas just for you. It is Wednesday, September 17th, 2008. Hi, and welcome back to AnimeClub.net. If you don't know what that song is, it's from the new series that Cartoon Network has been playing on their weekend anime shows at the time. It's called Code Geass. I think that's how you pronounce that. The new series. It's a really good anime series. It's changed to what you would normally see for anime. It's not all the same boring stuff that you probably find. I'll be putting the first episode on my website. It'll be an embedded video, but it'll be there and everything. I'm gonna be reviewing that. Also, Cartoon Network has brought out Full Metal Alchemist again. We'll be playing it on Cartoon Network, so I'll do that. You can go check that out during the weekend. Hopefully, that's good with you and everything. What is a good series? All that. I'll be starting to review, the new series that popped up. I'm watching some more episodes online. It's gonna be in Japanese though, so sometimes it won't be the same as the original, but hopefully it'll be better than that. News will be on later. I'm gonna do reviews first. There'll be no book reviews right now though, because I haven't been on my hands on any books or anything like that. But it'll be all the videos.
Okay, first I'm going to take the synopsis that I got from it, actually where this general idea came from, and a little bit general idea of what this anime show is about. Here's a little, you'll see it in the video if you do watch it to the end. There's a little thing that explains where this came from and everything. A Geass, usually spelled Geass or Geass, is an homage placed on a person. It ornates in galactic mythology and is in many ways a homage to the Greek and Roman concept of the trigger flow. The hero subject on the homage frequently finds their downfall as a result of the Geass being broken in some way. One of the first and last known hero subjects to a Geass in a central chapter in the Ulster cycle, was subject to the dual Geass for being required to accept any meal offered him and being forbidden to eat dog meat in the end. Chuchilongness, enemies Medbi and Legload compares to send the three daughters of compilation to use the inherent exclusion offered by his Geass to waken him so that he could be killed. The Geass, all as used in the show, is a power and a weapon given to Luich by the mystery Sisi. It allows him to force others to do his will, subject to certain limitations. The similarity to Geass concept is evidence and apparently the reason behind the name
to emphasize this, for the remainder of the series, we will be using the spelling Yias to refer to Leo Shatar in direct conversation with the spelling of the series title.
Well, that's a little generation of where it came from and what this is all about.
It first starts out showing when two characters, Leosh and I can't remember the other name of it, the other character is, one of the kids, because this is taking place in 2010. Britannian Empire, which is a Holy Britannian Empire, which is a faked empire of like the United States and parts of Canada and Alaska, all is one empire, and they come and invade Japan to go take it over, and it explains everything on the video when you watch it about what happened and everything like this. And 7 years later, it's 2017 now, later in the show, and Luigi is still mad towards the Britannian Empire of taking over Tremont, which is now called Area 11. And they call everybody who lives on the islands of Japan, call them 11s, or the 11 people, even though they're not 11s, because they're actually Japan descent, but the Britannian Empire had changed their name.
More goes on and on with it. He ends up with the Tower of Geass. Some terrorists were stealing some sort of research that they were doing from the Britannian Empire. This was rebellion against the Britannian Empire to take back their land for everything. Later, towards the end of the first episode, he ends up with doing a contract with the person who had the Geass power. And he accepts it and then ends up saving himself from a bunch of Britannian war hungry soldiers that were gonna kill him, even though they didn't need to and all that. That's all I have for this video right now. I've seen a few more of the episodes, but I'm re-watching it all in Japanese because I find it a lot better, because it'll cut out all the bad language and all that, because I don't know why, but hopefully it'll be a lot better than the original. I will be posting this in the show notes as well, of where you can watch this and everything. There will be more animes I'll be watching as well. I'm gonna see if I can rewatch Naruto if you want to be that reviewed. Please let me know if you don't want that reviewed or not. I know there's plenty of other people that actually read Naruto. I'm gonna review a few other ones, see if I can find any, because I'm doing this right now. I'll give you the website to several stuff. I'll do the Bleach movie. I'll do the other Code Geass, which is Code Geass R2. I don't know what it is. I haven't seen it yet or anything, but I'll see what it's going to be about. I'm not going to do that. What else? Maybe Final Fantasy. Maybe do Fullmetal Alchemist. Or some of the other ones like Thunder Moon. And all that. There's several stuff over here, but if you have any ones that you would like to do, like me to review, they're all on this website. I'll be posting them soon. I'll tell you right now, it's anime. What do you call it? Score or whatever it is. You go to dashandteammedia.com, and you just have to go and put it at the top. Yeah, it's at the top. Click anime. Because I'm in the actual categorization for it. I think it's anime videos or something like that. You can get to. I have another website that you can go to. But you have to have some sort of torrent file manager. I use that torrent, but you can use any one that you like. I got some things from school, so. And sometimes when you watch some of the videos, it will actually redirect you to the actual website that it came from. A little warning with the one I'm gonna be looking at right now. Oh, that's not it. The warning, but they have a warning on it as well. You just have to go ask them about it, but They do not want you posting them on YouTube or any other like video or anything video website. They don't like that. They also get you in trouble for that. They would also like you to knuckle down if you find any of those stuff of what they release, because these are the people who actually translate Naruto, Bleach, and all those other ones, the sub English. They're the ones who translate it, so they would appreciate it if they reflect on anybody who has these videos from them, because most likely it is from these people. It's called Dita, or DATTEBAYO.com. You can go there and there are everything there. When you go to the download page where it says more and you look at it, it says read this before downloading anything. They click on that, you should read that, just to let you know what could happen. If you don't knuckle down and stuff like that, they'll end up just not, having any videos left for you to watch. Depends like anything, because it is not illegal to release these subs, but it is illegal for you guys to be able to share it up. If you want to share this, just send them to this website and download from this. And if you want to host it yourself, you have to do it through uTorrent or Torrent Manager to give it out, but other than that, that's all you can do. This is an important note. The name of the website does not permit rewriting announced URLs for any of the current hosted on the site. This will be enforced. A site/tracker following this rule will be tested to remove your torrent. They have every single episode. The newest episode, I think, is for Bleach. Episode 187. What's the newest episode? For Naruto, they have 220, episode 220. They have a few others. They also have Pokemon. Some of those I've never heard of or anything like that. But you can go and check it out. I'll put in on my website for link. I'm gonna be putting a new webpage where it says anime videos. I'll be updating that on a regular basis to put more videos on it. Myself, most of them I can't watch. I only can watch about one video a week or two videos a week at school. So I'm going to come out and download all these videos. So hopefully you enjoy the videos I put on. Some of the stuff I did try to get a video for, if anybody knows about it, it's called Juicy Renkin. Seen glimpses of it on Vue and YouTube, but I haven't found much on it. It's really hard to find this, show online for videos. If anybody can let me know where you can find that, please let me know. I know it's in English as well. If anybody knows where I can actually go and get it, please let me know as well. Hopefully there will be more on it. I'll be going at news in just a minute here. Hopefully you'll enjoy the rest of watching the videos on my webpage.
As you already know, right now I've been updating the website. I haven't done much though, but just now, just as I did while I've been doing this podcast, I've been actually doing that as soon as I'm trying to read everything for you. I've changed the style because I got tired of the other one, and it was just a household fun to put background images and all that. And as you could see last time, the area where the text was, you could barely see it because of the photo, and I was just being plain lazy of not fixing it. Oh, I just updated it now for you guys. Hopefully you'll like that. It's still being updated because I still have to transfer all it from the other page to this one because it's an actual full new page. Hopefully there'll be more on it. It has actually more stuff I can put on it, more links and everything. All the links are going to be on the top now instead of on the side. That way they're always on the top for you. I'll be slowly doing it for all the web pages. I'm going to do it for the front page only right now because it takes so much time to actually translate all this. But I'll be putting a whole bunch of links on here for you guys and everything and pointers out there for you. Also, please go check out our forums. It is forum.theanimeclub.net. Please sign up for it. I'll be putting more stuff into there. I'm also going to be putting a TeamSpeak thing there and all that jazz. an update on the server. I will have a Ragnarok server or the game server. If you want another game done for a server for us, for everybody who listens, please let me know. I'll do one for you. I can do most of them because, well, they're almost basically the same. I can do Diablo, World of Warcraft, all those. I can do private servers for them. The only one I can't do is some of the new ones like Ragnarok 2. I can't do a private server myself because, well, they still have that knuckle down. So hopefully you'll enjoy that and everything. There'll be more on the website and everything. I'm going to be posting the videos just pretty soon. Just right now, I'm actually working on it right now for you guys. I don't know if it'll show up or not,
because it's just going to be plain white. I'm going to go to the, see what we have for news.
For all of you guys who doesn't know, I don't get most of this stuff myself. I get it off of two sites which are on the website. One of them is AnimeNewsNetwork.com, and the other one is, I don't know what it is, because I'm not on it in my website right now, but it's on there, you'll see it and everything. I get most of my news from AnimeNewsNetwork.com for this podcast. A lot has happened since last week. I'll just name a few stuff from a few days ago. On Monday, September 15, 2008, you got 12-hour anime After Dark Film Fest at Boston in October. Japanese anime TV rating September 1st to the 7th. Yoiko to Kenji manga. There's a whole bunch of stuff here as well. I'll go for today's stuff, which is quite a bit actually. Like 3 or 4 articles. Summary, hard boiled slot missions, game, anime, and manga. Hard boiled. That seems interesting. So what that's about. I'll post this on my website as well and everything. Okay, Sammy's hard boiled slot machine, get anime, comma manga. The Pancho Parlor game maker, Samurai, I can't say it. Adapted the direct atmosphere behind the upcoming hard-boiled marriage of the Geffen slot machine into the anime and manga. The official website for the fanfic is streaming both. Promotional videos posted the TV link to the top of the menu or the game machine itself and trailer for a hard-boiled movie. New anime show, it looks like, but I'm probably not gonna check it out because I'm still really busy with my trade school and everything. Production Edict Issues Denied ebook. One more classic issue of Production Edict Issue number 59. There should be more stuff here. Well, wanna check it out? Well, oh, ebooks online. Wow, that's I guess I'll post this website as well that they directed to me, but I won't do it right now. A few other things here. Question staff opening, electro intern wanted. Let's see what that's all about. I wonder what that is all about. Sorry about that little clicker, because I'm using a special phone, but, it's online. Production staff opening, electoral intern wanted. Electoral intern producer edits. Production edits is seeking an additional intern to assist in the editorial duties and earning valuable on-the-job editing experience with professional publications. Some editing experience is required. Blog editing experience is acceptable. Applications should be accepted to spend 10-12 hours a week performing tasks for production. Audits, including writing, copying, editing, contact editing, strict adherence to deadlines will be expected. Full details of the mission will be provided to serious applications. To apply, submit your resume, a short cover letter to Zach at AnimeNewsNetwork.com.
This is an unpaid internship, but it may be eligible for school credit. Talk to your school. There, if you want to get some more experience for editing stuff, there you go. I don't see I'll have any more news right now. Hopefully I will. There's probably a lot of stuff going on in the news network. If you want to check out, if you or haven't known already, News Type USA, which is no longer News Type, is Flip.
Ow.
You. Don't fly. More than that, hopefully you can check it out. That would be. I think that's all I have for today right now. Is there anybody out there that is willing to help me with a page or being able to do an article to be more helpful? Because still right now I'm using a special hosting website. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. I'll be updating everything. I'll be putting all the videos and all that you'll see on the webpage. Just click on all the links to check it all out. And I'll see everybody next week. Bye.
Oh yeah, and I almost forgot, my email is Tushiru, that's Toushiru, at animeclub.net. Or you can go and send a postcard, which is on the website, or you can do it right now. My P.O. Box number is P.O. Box 293108, Phelan, California, 93329-3108. You can send anything there if you want to, or whatever you feel like sending there, comments, concerns, or anything related to that. The webpage or to this podcast, you can send it there, or you can email me for it if you're willing to do that as well. And hopefully you enjoy the next 3 weeks that are going to be happening, and hopefully you have an enjoyable week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye for now. Both songs were from the anime series Code Geass. Beginning theme was Colors, TV Size, artist was Flow, and then the ending theme song that I played in here is Yorioki Shinunaka, TV Size, Ali Project. And whatever you were hearing in the background, whatever it was, I had a fly. It was flying around in the air here, and it went up my nose. So just letting you know what was happening there. Yeah, it's kind of gross and everything, but that's all I have for it. And sorry about the quietness of this podcast. I've been having problems with my headset and everything, so please bear with me. I did the best I could to amplify all the stuff for this, but I don't know how well it's going to work or anything, but hopefully I can get fixed in the future.